And now in this segment, some quick takeouts on some stories that we want to be current on with some correspondents around the country that are following them. Celeste?
Well, there's about 500 or 600 amendments to get through for the Senate on the health care reform bill. Joining us from Washington is Todd Zwillick, the Takeaways Washington correspondent. So, Todd, how many of these amendments are just put in there to kind of are poison pills to kill the bill?
Well, it's hi, Celeste. Good morning. It's unclear exactly how many poison pills there are. You know, on a bill that's this high profile and where the divide between the parties, you know, sort of the liberal Democrats and the Republicans is so very wide, poison pills don't always really work because the other side's not going to fall for it. We're not going to not have health reform because of one nasty little amendment. But you will see some more amendments on hot button issues, things like abortion, you know, amendments making sure that no benefits go to pay for abortion. Even though the bill already does that, it was made clear to senators last night the bill does not provide any federal benefits for abortion whatsoever. You will probably still see abortion amendments to make it tough for conservative Democrats like Mary Landrieu down in Louisiana, who is pro-life and has a strong pro-life voting record, make it tough for her to vote against it.
So what about the amendments that may be playing up to special interests? Are we seeing some of those in there as well?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I mean, do you have all morning? this
No,
we do not.
Don't.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wish we did because healthcare, look, part of the reason why healthcare is such a mess is that it is rife with special interests. And there are lots and lots and lots of amendments that protect everything from podiatrists to respiratory therapists, lots of amendments making sure that medical device manufacturers, insurance companies, drug makers don't have to pay higher fees, which is part of how this bill is financed. But last night was really interesting. I want to get to this really quickly because today will be a vote in the committee that is just right down the alley of special interests. Poor seniors are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid because they're poor. And they used to get their drugs through Medicaid at a very low rate. And after they passed the prescription drug benefit a few years ago, part of the sweetening deal for pharma was that instead of the low Medicaid rate, the government would pay a higher Medicare rate, higher to the tune of almost $90 billion over 10 years. There's an amendment hanging out there right now saying, why are we just paying this higher Medicare rate? Why don't we pay the lower Medicaid rate just like we used to and save $90 billion. We'll see how they vote.
Well, they're hoping to get it done by Friday. We'll see if that actually happens. Thanks, Todd Zwillick. He's our Takeaway Washington correspondent.